Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Maynisch reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Sewell to Pete and they have Fox trapped. The throw over to Bonura, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Cook reaches second base with a double. Welch moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynish moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Maynish scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ray Phelps now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Farrell moves to third. McNair moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo is walked intentionally. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. McNair moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer is hit by the pitch. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Phelps moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. Maynish goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Werber scores. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ray Phelps. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini now pitching. Jojo Morrissey now playing third base. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Pete reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Appling moves to third. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete scores. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Morrissey moves to second. George Washington pinch hits for Italo Cellini. Lefty Grove now pitching. Frank Grubb pinch hits for George Washington. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonura is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.